Okay, good morning. Tell me your name.
Good morning, Karl-Heinz Porsche.
From?
From Austria.
And you've come specifically to Oroville to give us information and hopefully some aspiration for?
Yeah, I will talk about mobility, so about traffic, but we call it mobility because traffic means also pedestrians and cyclists.
Yeah, here in Oroville we have the pedestrians, the cyclists, the mopeds, the motorbikes, and now the cars, both petrol and electric cars, and of course the lorries bringing in building materials because we are building a city.
Yes.
And that was kind of a statement question. do you foresee Oroville having roads that would accommodate all of those, or would they be separate roads, some below, some above, parallel, or how do you envision this?
Well, I think that all traffic should be integrated, that you shouldn't separate all the traffic, because in principle you don't have that much traffic. Yeah, you're a relatively small city, and if you start separating things, then you start diverging speeds, and then the roads become more dangerous. So it's more about integrating the traffic. That's one thing. On the other hand, the distances within Oroville, let's say within the so-called outer ring road, are rather small. So the distance is, I think, about 2.5 kilometers. And that you can easily do by cycling. So to get along half of the outer ring road, it takes you about 15 minutes. Yeah, and walking is about 20 to 25 minutes all across the future city. So I think that most of the traffic that you have in the center, so in the future Oroville city, in the galaxy area, can be done either on foot or on a bicycle.
Well, I would agree with you. I think there are many who would agree with you. However, there is an aging population, and some of them, I've heard, are looking towards four-wheelers. And, of course, the majority of us do drive motorbikes, two-wheelers. And the other point is we intend to become... Whoops. The idea is that we're going to be a city of 50,000, and the space that you now have measured will expand.
No, I mean, the city is planned. The 50,000 are supposed to live within this outer ring road, so that's the plan for the city, so it wouldn't become bigger. But anyway, today you have much lower share of inhabitants. But you're almost a fully motorized society. So we did some measurements, and we see that about 70% are motorized two-wheelers. Yeah? And the greatest part of them, of course, is with a combustion engine. Yeah? A very, very few of them are electric. So if you continue in that way, it will be very, very difficult to change then in the future. People will not suddenly change their habits. so if you want to have a changed situation in the future, let's say in 20 years, you have to change the trend today. The trend today is going fully motorized, getting more cars and so on. If you don't want that, you have to do something about it today already.
True, and probably you have to go into transition school and start with the children.
Exactly. So in my company in Austria, we work a lot with schools. We see that children are very open to learn about these things, to hear about these things. We also did a survey in Austrian schools about how children would like to get to school. And about one third of them would like to go on a bicycle because they like cycling. Yeah, so this is our children aged between 10 and 14, so they could go on a bicycle, but only 10% of them go. So that, and why is that? Because their parents are afraid, because they think it's dangerous, and so this is an example of a very bad development. And if you don't want it here, you should see, okay, how can we assure that our children go to school in the way they would like to go.
just an interesting aside. In the early days, I don't know if you're aware of it, but the children went on their ponies, and then they tied the ponies up outside the classroom, which of course led to a lot of interesting situations. But we could have the children walking and cycling for sure here, because it's not dangerous yet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so going by a pony is, of course, also very nice. Yeah. So you just asked me also about the aging population and how they would like to move around. So for aging population, it's important that the roads are safe, that it's easy to cross, that you have a feeling of security, that there are not very high speeds. Mm-hmm. And now you don't need those high speeds in such a small city. You maybe need them on the outer, but certainly not on the inside. But if you don't want high speeds, you have to design your streets, as opposed to roads, like streets that are easy to navigate, and where the cars, just by seeing the street, by seeing the people moving, drive slowly.
Right, and you're aware of the roads that are under construction, have been planned at the present. Do they, in your idea, coincide with these streets?
Well, there's just very few segments, and of course there is here the issue of getting these roads dust-free, and this I understand perfectly. But still, they are designed very, let's say, geometrically. So what they appear to be is they look like a racetrack instead of a street, which at the moment, as there's not much build-up area, is maybe not that problematic, but it might become in the future. Yeah, and it's certainly if you have a road that is designed to have a certain speed, then you chase away the bicycles. They have then to go off on the cycle paths. Although the road is suddenly dust-free, they still cannot go there because it's suddenly reserved for people who have higher speeds.
Yeah.
So I would suggest to build in speed brakes, to look for areas where it's nice also to sit along the streets, to look for... to see to it that also cyclists can use these paved roads, and that would make a difference, and that would make these roads more urban, would make them more like streets.
Sounds like an excellent plan. It's kind of a challenge here in Oroville, or do you find that wherever you go it's a challenge?
What do you mean with challenge?
Well, I mean that in Oroville we have people who, how to say, we have people that are not, as probably all over the world, adults who are not so open to learning to break an old habit and begin something new. And
well, I've conducted a workshop now for 1 week. Mm-hmm. Where a variety of people came, not that many, but quite a variety. And they were all very open to learning. It's just that sometimes the facts get confused. Yeah, it's said that I've heard that this shared space concept doesn't work in India, and that it's dangerous, and all these kinds of things. But that's because people maybe have only half the information. Mm. So I've been in Bangalore and also in Pondicherry. And my feeling is that shared space would be very suitable for India, that in principle most roads and streets in cities are at the moment still like that. This might change because the traffic might get completely separated. And I think that it would work very well here. What I can also say is that all shared space examples I know of in Europe, the number of accidents has gone down. The speed, the average speed has decreased. So they have all been extremely successful. But at the same time, there were also a lot of conflicts around it before it was introduced. So people were worried about taking out things like traffic lights and road signs and all that, because they said, yes, people have to, they have to provide rules for that. But if you have the natural rules, that's, as I say, much more natural and works much better. And these are the principles of this new street design.
Mm-hmm. Do you would you be able to give me verbally an idea of what a shared space road would look like, how it would work? I mean, I'm imagining many lanes, or how exactly would that be?
Yeah, of course, with pictures or maybe even with the films, which I'm going to show this evening, it's much easier. But the principle is that you have a street where you have not a very strong hierarchy, so you don't have all these separate lanes. It's all at the same level, so you don't have curbs. So it's very easy, also again, for aging population to cross. There's no steps to go over, so it's easy to move around. But some spaces are protected from cars by bollards or by metal rods. Yeah, and
is that like a median?
No, it's not the median, but it's that, for example, as crossings, you don't want the cars to cut the curves. So at the crossing, you make some spaces a little bit protected, or you don't want too much parking. So you have to prevent some parking by putting in these bollards. Well, what is also an element of shared space, that all these shared spacescapes look good. They are designed to fit nice into a city, because if you don't need all these lines and traffic signs and markers, the street is not so cluttered with all these supposed safety measures. But you can put in things that look nice and work fine, and so they're much more fit for a city.
Sounds good.
I hope so.
So, shared space, mobility management here in Oroville, in conclusion, do you want to tell me anything else that's really hopeful for our future? I mean, I'm enthused.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see that these ideas actually come to fruition.
Well, one of the major, let's say, discoveries during this workshop is that in Oroville, currently, urban space cannot really develop because you have so many fences. There's all kinds of fences because of cows and dogs that have prevented from entry, because of security issues, because people feel they have sort of a privacy behind their fences. But if you want to make a pedestrian environment, and if you want to make more community, let's say this ideal of Oroville is also human unity, you have to do something about defenses. And we will suggest that there will be in the residential zone one model area where you move from communities to neighborhoods, so at least take some of the fences down. And I think that will be a very interesting experiment, and I hope it will be successful.
Thank you very much, Karl-Heinz.
You're welcome.